sanctuary from its hiding place, looked up Cesar Zamora in the phone book, and spent all of one day composing what became a four-sentence apology. He mailed it on a Monday. The reply came on Friday, an envelope with his own letter inside, mutilated with scissors, stabbed, defaced with cigarette burns. Nightmares about Mr. Zamora stalking him through the Philippine jungle joined those about the detention center. Entering the courthouse for his second hearing, the latest dream of being beaten by a circle of inmates recurred to him. He passed a young man, his arms swarming with tattoos, whom he was certain he'd seen in the dream. He and his parents found their room. The psychologist spoke, then the lawyers. Brent suddenly wondered if Mr. Zamora might be there. He was trying to scan the faces to his rear when his father squeezed his forearm. The judge was addressing him, sentencing him to probation in place of the detention center. His parents beamed. He felt relief, but also an unanswered hunger. He realized he wanted a punishment. Brent knew also that, grim as the detention center might be, he'd have welcomed the chance to leave his family and his previous life behind. The listing of the terms of his probation hardly registered with him. Alcohol counseling, therapy for depression, volunteering in an emergency room. Then the judge came to the final item, meeting with the victim's family, if they desired, to discuss restitution.
Have you ever felt so guilty about something you did that you actually wanted to be punished? That's how Brent feels about causing Leah Zamora's death. He actually wishes that the judge had sent him to a detention center. But Brent's parents are happy that he's getting off lightly. They think it's enough that Brent is sorry. Unlike Brent, his parents don't seem to feel an emotional connection to Leah's death. To them, it's simply a problem to be solved, but this problem has no solution. Of course, the bishops are not the only people who've been affected by Brent's actions. Leah Zamora's family will never be the same. Now the judge has ordered Brent to meet with Leah's parents about restitution. That means something Brent can do to make up for his crime. I wonder what that could be. It's not like anything Brent does can bring Leah back. And Mr. Zamora doesn't sound like he's ready to forgive Brent. Let's keep reading. We're on the last line on page 37.
Brent knew the meeting would never take place,